Now's the news. I'm Tian Lu. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has met his Cambodian counterpart Sukhchander Sophia in Phnom Penh. Cambodia is the final stop of Wang's three-leg tour to the Asia-Pacific region, which has already brought him to Indonesia and Papua New Guinea. The Chinese Foreign Minister is set to meet a number of senior officials and co-chair the seventh meeting of the China-Cambodia Intergovernmental Coordination Committee. Sokina Alwalia has more from Phnom Penh.
Minister Wang Yi has arrived in Phnom Penh in what experts are calling a significant visit. One of the reasons that make this visit special is that it coincides with Cambodia and China's year of people-to-people exchange, which means that both countries are not just focusing on economic relations moving forward, but they're also realizing the importance of building a relationship between their people. This includes anything under cultural and social events. Promoting more investments and tourism is a big priority for the Cambodian government. The intention for both countries is really to build a strong community between their people. Over the years, China has also assisted Cambodia in possibly building smart city projects. Digital economy and transformation is important for the Cambodian government.
China's Shenzhou 18 crewed spacecraft is poised for takeoff in the coming days. The Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center has conducted a multiple system rehearsal. The rehearsal was carried out according to the real launch procedure, covering all critical operations in the waiting and launch phases during the simulated liftoff. China's National Foreign Trade and Investment Promotion Agency has called on the United States to stop a Section 301 investigation into China's maritime, logistics, and shipbuilding sectors. The China Council for the Promotion of International Trade also urged the U.S. to return to the rules-based multilateral trading system. The Council described the investigation as unreasonable and groundless, saying there is no causal relationship between the decline of the U.S. shipbuilding industry and Chinese laws, policies, and practices. San Francisco Mayor London Breed is in Shanghai as the last stop of her visit to China. The trip has already brought her to Hong Kong, Shenzhen, Guangzhou, and Beijing. Hunan reports from Shanghai.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed met with business people from Shanghai at the Shanghai-San Francisco Sister City Business Forum, and an agreement was signed between the Shanghai Federation of Industry and Commerce and its counterpart in San Francisco to set up a platform for business cooperation. Her firm recognition of the value of decades-long bilateral relations was echoed by the Shanghai side.
The Kremlin says the U.S. decision to provide military aid to Ukraine will make the United States richer and further ruin Ukraine. On Saturday, the U.S. House of Representatives approved a series of foreign aid bills allocating a combined $95 billion U.S. dollars for Ukraine, Israel, and allies in the Indo-Pacific. The bills also included measures for confiscating frozen Russian assets to fund Ukraine. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi is scheduled to pay a visit to Pakistan from Monday to Wednesday. Raisi will be accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising the Iranian foreign minister and other members of the cabinet, senior officials, and business representatives during the visit. The Pakistani foreign ministry says the two sides will have a wide-ranging agenda to further strengthen Pakistan-Iran ties and enhance cooperation in diverse fields. Thousands of Israelis have protested in Tel Aviv, calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They are demanding a deal to release the hostages still being held in Gaza. Israel says around 130 hostages remain in Gaza, and more than 30 of them have died. On the Palestinian side, the number of deaths has topped 34,000, with nearly 77,000 others wounded. In sports, Red Bull's Max Verstappen has won the Chinese Grand Prix. This is his fourth victory in five races this season. And that's the news. I'm Tian Lu.